Saturday was a perfect day for the first South Shore EcoFest, sponsored by the South Shore Joint Initiative, a dedicated group of 300 people who are passionate about the preservation of the beautiful South Shore of Prince Edward County. The event focused on eco-education, biodiversity, and local marine history. There was something for everyone, including a chance to build a birdhouse, explore the area with a guided nature walk, experience some nighttime wonders in the sky guided by the Astronomical Association, and learn about the Avro-Arrow connection to the county. There was music to enjoy and plenty of kids-related opportunities. Cheryl Anderson, president of the Joint Initiative, gives us an overview of the event and tells us about the group's ongoing initiatives.
We're at the Mariners Park.
And what are we celebrating today?
We're celebrating summer. We're celebrating the great Canadian outdoors. And we've got lots of displays here for people to look at. We've got activities for the kids. They can build a birdhouse. There's a lot of other kids type things. And people are taking off and going to walk on different walks on the South Shore of Prince Edward County.
Cheryl Anderson, you are on the board here of South Shore Joint Initiative. Can you tell me about that?
The South Shore Joint Initiative started about 7 years ago. We had, a group of us had worked to save the South Shore from industrial development when they wanted to put wind turbines on the South Shore. We were successful in stopping the industrial development on the South Shore, and at that point we decided that we needed all to get together and form an organization that's dedicated to conservation and protection of the South Shore lands and waters, and so we started South Shore Joint Initiative. It's a joint initiative because it's made up of many groups.
What are your initiatives right now?
Right now we're working on 5 different initiatives. The first one was Monarch Point Conservation Reserve. We were successful in having that designated, and we're working now with the government, with the Ministry of Environment, Conservation and Parks, to develop the management plan for Monarch Point Conservation Reserve. That's one thing. Another pillar of what we're working on is a South Shore footpath. We're working to develop a footpath from Point Peter to Prince Edward Point. And then we have number 3, we have cultural heritage. Cultural heritage has 2 prongs. It has a study of the commercial fishery, the 200-year commercial fishery in Prince Edward County. We're collecting documentation, interviews, pictures, videos to get everything into an archive at the Wellington Museum. And also, eventually, we will have an oral history book with some of those stories. Now, today, we're going to have the opportunity for people to hear some of those stories. The other part of cultural heritage is the Hudgeon Log House on Ostrander Point Road. And it has been restored. We've been successfully restored it. And so it's a place for us to do our outdoor education programs and eventually, hopefully, use it as a dark sky place. And then number 4 is protecting biodiversity. So right now, protecting biodiversity, the Dark Sky Project is part of protecting biodiversity. And we want to get the South Shore designated as a dark sky area. We are also working on a new map for the South Shore so that we have our own map. We have a specialist in GIS work is working on that for us. So that's part of biodiversity. Number 5 is advocacy, education, and outreach. Education, we have a wonderful outdoor education program. It's run by Cheryl Chapman, and Cheryl works with the schools. She works with the ROC Youth Services. She works at the library. She has so many programs and projects going with young people. It's amazing, and all of that is funded through donations and grants. And outreach is today.
Let's hear what Wild Thing is all about.
Cheryl Chapman, you have a Wild Thing, a South Shore joint initiative that goes into schools. Could you tell me about that?
Yes, we do curriculum-connected programs based on the out-of-doors. We hopefully get the students outside learning if we can. So we'll do field trips to the National Wildlife Area, to the Hudgeon Rose Nature Reserve. But we also go into the classroom and do programs there, interactive nature-related stories with a follow-up activity, just trying to bring awareness of wildlife and green spaces that are here in the county.
Did you know owls have stork-like legs to penetrate the snow when they're hunting? Well, they do. And now, why are we losing our dark sky?
We're the Royal Astronomical Society of Canada, Belleville Centre, and we've got about 35 or so members. Across Canada, we have about 4,500 members, and we're amateur astronomers.
So what are you doing here today?
Well, Steve has volunteered our group to put on a little display, public information. We're trying to get a dark sky designation for the area, and that it's difficult basically to convince all the locals and politicians to endeavor into responsible lighting processes. We've got a dark sky and we're losing it. And it's really too bad that, our next generation won't be able to see the stars, basically the way things are moving.
Why are we losing it?
We're seeing a lot more lighting. Population increase, plus the fact that LEDs are a lot cheaper to run, so people are putting in more lights. And they're putting in lights that shine up and light up the atmosphere. So that's why we can't see the stars anymore.
For the Local Journalism Initiative, FrequencyNews.ca and CJPE County FM, I'm Brenda Little.